Hello and welcome to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. At Emmanuel Croydon, we exist to be a community drawn together by our desire to know and follow Jesus. We long to become disciples of Jesus who are equipped to serve him in the whole of life, transforming families, communities and workplaces as we love God with heart, mind, soul and strength. We hope you enjoy this week's talk from the morning services. Thank you for joining us today. Grace and peace to you.
Now, inside these three bowls are three lovely things to eat, Toby. Okay? So one bowl has some lovely chocolate. One bowl has some worms and snails lovingly connected from my garden this morning. Although, having said that, I could not find any worms at all. There are only slugs and snails eating my lettuces, naughty things. And the other one is some cat food. Ever tasted cat food? That surprises me, actually. Okay, so if we took the tin foil off, you'd be able to see which to choose, wouldn't you? But we're not going to let you do that. We're going to put the tin foil on, and we have a blindfold for you, young man. Okay, now, how are we going to do this? We're going to mix the bowls around a bit. Can you see? That's a no. That's good. Okay, I'm just the right way. Brilliant. You cannot see. So come forward, and we're going to say, which bowl will you choose? Will you choose bowl number one, bowl number two, or bowl number three? Which is it going to be?
Two.
Number two. You don't want to choose number two. You're choosing number two. Okay, very interesting. Bill number two. Okay, Toby. Right, has your mum signed a waiver for this? Right, okay, Toby, hold out your hand. You've chosen bowl number two, and you're going to have to eat what is in there, okay? Just to say, before you start, no slugs or snails have been harmed in the making of this programme so far. However, that may change in the next few minutes.
Escapee.
Are you ready, Toby? No. I wouldn't let you do that, young man, would I? I'm going to let you choose someone who you trust to help you make the right decision. Who would you choose? And I'm just going to say, first of all, a bit of advice. Maybe do not choose your brother. For obvious reasons. Who are you going to choose?
My mum.
Your mum? That is the right decision. Would you like to come up here, Rachel? Got a clap, she hasn't even done anything yet. Now, Toby, just make sure you can't see anything. No, you can't. Do you trust your mother to make the right decision for you and to help you and to guide you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, then, Rachel, will you take the bowl of the food that you would like to give to Toby, open it up, if that definitely is the one, and will you like to feed your son what is in there? Unless you're really feeling mean this morning. Toby, are you sure you trust your mum? Because she's looking a bit circumspect there. Yeah, you sure? Okay, there you go. Okay, we'll just stick it in his mouth. Oh, yeah, actually, we won't. Let's feel.
The
there you go, there's the bowl. And what is it? Is that a very crunchy snail or slug? It is not. It is chocolate. Well done. Let's give him a round of applause. Yep, actually. And in fact, so I don't eat it, you can take the whole thing home. Thank you, Rachel. Would you like to take the slugs and snails as well? No, I don't. I don't blame you at all. I don't blame you. So do you know what? On our own, it can sometimes be really hard to know what is right and to do what is wrong. We need someone to help us. Jesus told his first disciples that he would send them the Holy Spirit to help them, to guide them, and to teach them so that they could walk in the ways of God. And the good news is that Jesus promised the Holy Spirit for us too today, and God always keeps his promises. Now, you will remember last week that Natasha showed us the balloon and reminded us that we need God's power through the Holy Spirit in our lives to give life to our church and to give us boldness to go out and tell others about him. And if you're in church for the sermon, you will remember, or the midweek memo, John reminded us that, uh, that just like a kite surf, the Holy Spirit fills us and powers us in the right direction. But we need to be expectant. We need to expect that he will guide us, and we need to be prepared to follow him. And this morning, we're reminded that we are not on our own. The Holy Spirit guides us, and just like he guided Toby through Rachel, and shows us what is right. But we need to choose to listen to him, to what he is saying. Let's choose to let God lead our lives through the Holy Spirit. And on this Trinity Sunday, when we are sitting at lunch or dinner, I'd like you to have a think about those three questions that we asked in the video earlier. We asked, what does God look like? Have some interesting answers. Who is Jesus and what did he do? And what is the Holy Spirit like? As we remember that we have a God who shakes everything up.
2, 3, 4.
I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it up, shake it up.
Well done. Let's pray, shall we, together? Thank you, Father God, that you loved us so much that you sent Jesus for us. And thank you that we have the Holy Spirit to help us and guide us to be more like you and to tell others about your amazing love. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. For more information about our church and everything we have going on, visit our website, emmanuelcroydon.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see and hear what's going on in the life of our church. God bless you and have a wonderful week.